100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. It's Sunday, which adds up to weekly challenge. I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And wow, you came up with the stories. Well, what's so wow about that? People do it. It's a weekly challenge and folks come out with stories. I mean, duh. So we've got stories from, well, what's the topic? The topic is paint. And we've got stories from Muncie William, who didn't send in his audio, so you'll have to go to the site to read it. Jeffrey, Charlie's back, Richard, Tom, John, what? Oh, yeah, John, Lisa, Tura, Serendipity, Lizzie, Norval Joe, otherwise known as Philip Carroll. Which do you want me to use? And, of course, Planet Z. So here are a whole bunch of stories on the topic of paint. And we're coming up on December. And, yeah, I got to set the order and do all that stuff and put dates associated with topics. Ooh, wow. Should drink some coffee. All right, stories. Here we go.
Greetings, monsters. From Munzee, closing out your month as monsters, and also, assuming things went well, closing out NaNoWriMo. How'd I do? Who knows? We don't do these things live, so while I record this, it's still going on. Whilst Painting a Fence, by Christopher Monroe. It occurs to me, now that I'm in the midst of the project, that painting a fence isn't nearly as fun as that kid made it sound. I mean, he made it seem like the best fun a person could ever dream of having. And I'll admit, by the end of his little speech, I was begging to do the job for him. But now? Now I'm growing to suspect I may have been had. Still, I would hate to feel I was missing out. I'll finish the fence, and judge the experience as a whole, rather than jumping to conclusions. Broken Escalator, if you want to read a novel that I wrote. Or tweets at Munzee Munzee if you want to ask me how this year's novel went. I'm sure it went well. I hope it went well. It probably went fine. Also, go listen to November Spawned a Monster if you haven't already. Everybody loves Morrissey.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 553 on the topic of paint. I hope this story is more exciting than watching paint dry. Even if it's only marginally more exciting, I'm okay with that. My story is called Paint the Town Red. My girlfriend told me that tonight we were going to paint the town red. Even though our town is small, I thought that was a dumb idea. But she was hot, and her body language suggested a good time afterward. I bought as much red paint as I could find, and decided to make a head start without her. The earlier started, the earlier finished, and then on to the good time. I began with the police station. For some reason, the sheriff wasn't on board with the plan. Worse, for some reason, my girlfriend was mad at me when she bailed me out. Women. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
I painted my house opaque couché. This shit-brown, sewage-tinged hue actually has an important function. Now that I'm living next door to the biggest chode in town. He stole the vote for the mayorship in the last election, and he's a closet heterophobic. I am protesting this man and all he stands for. Every time he sees my house, he will choke back an urge to spew on his cardigan vest. Next spring, I am planning to install a small pond in the front yard. Of course, the water will be dyed to match.
Good morning. Richard here, and I've got one story this week on the topic of paint. It's called Artist. I've never been the artistic type. Give me something practical or scientific, and I'm in my element. But anything that requires an artist's eye or creative flair, and the results are invariably a complete disaster. Whether it's music, sculpture, dance, or needlework, the outcome is always the same. I set out enthusiastically and full of hope, only to become disillusioned, angry, and bitter. And my hard-won creative efforts wouldn't impress the kindest of critics. All rubbish. And as for brush and canvas, frankly, I wouldn't trust myself to paint a plain wall with a coat of emulsion. There you go. That's it. See you next time. Goodbye.
Tom here, and my story this evening is called It's All in the Spin. I have a fondness for dangling participles. Take this for instance, please. I painted the room with my brother. Later, I painted another with my sister. I tried painting the kitchen with the dog, but he wouldn't fit in the paint can. As a kid, I loved the joke from the film Mary Poppins, Setup. I knew a man with a wooden leg named Smith. Punchline. What was the name of his other leg? So if you're free tonight, I'd love to paint the living room with you, or we could just have Donald Trump over for dinner. And one last example. The candidate was 70 years old, with wavy hair, weighing about 230 pounds. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Truly Exciting by John DeCleese. They used to say that something really boring was like watching paint dry. Let me tell you, watching paint dry can be very exciting. Suppose it's latex paint and you've just coated your prospective sex partner in it and you can't get started until the paint dries. That's very exciting. Or suppose you have an enemy and you have painted that enemy with silver paint like in a James Bond movie. And you are waiting for your enemy to expire. That's very exciting. The best is when your prospective sex partner is also your enemy. Then you can barely wait.
Hi, it's Lisa, and here's my 100 words on the theme of painting. About me pictures. I'm late to collect, and children pass me in the street, clutching paintings that drip glitter and feathers. I see my daughter through the window, alone in the playroom, back to me, head down. The frowning playleader nods me aside as my heart plummets. I am afraid she hasn't done an About Me picture. She covered her hands in glue first thing, and has then spent the morning picking it off. My laugh breaks her concentration, and she runs over, smiling. As we walk home, her hand is slightly sticky. It tells me more about her than any picture ever could. Thank you for listening. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Tura Brazino here with a story about paint. Effective icons must be made with the best materials. Our wooden panels come from crucifixions and gallows. The paints are based on fat from companion animals. Baby fat is available only to iconomancers able to compel us to provide it. Our lapis lazuli is mined by slaves that are then buried alive. Our gold leaf is beaten out from the jewellery of hanged murderesses. And we obtain cochineal from fire ants bred by the torturers of Hamat Zul. All All icons are guaranteed to channel demons from at least the fourth circle of hell. At Icons R Us, every Friday is Black Friday.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. When my date suggested painting the town red, he had no idea what he was letting himself in for. His idea of a good time was very different to mine, as he soon found out. But I was in my element, and I was having fun. I feel bad he'd made the effort to dress up. His suit was pretty much ruined from all the bloodshed. But that's the price you pay if you're going to paint the town red with me. You simply have to accept that everything else is going to end up red as well.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The agitated, middle-aged, chubby painter waved his arms while he explained what happened. The man said, hands in the air, drop the paint, and when I did, the can exploded. There was paint everywhere. I thought he was going to kill me, but I couldn't quite understand why. It's not like I'm worth a fortune. The cute policeman nodded, but the distraught painter suspected he was probably doodling instead of taking notes. When the officer walked away nodding, the painter sighed. I wish that wasn't my last can of paint. Police uniforms can be amazing canvases, he whispered to himself. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 553 with a prompt of, paint. I'm still not done with NaNoWriMo. I have 2,000 words to go, but I do have 4 more days to do it. Anyway. Here's my story. Mickey settled down in the seat behind Cherry Cola, watching street signs on the highway fly past in the night. The clock on the dash glowed 2:30 a.m. The van suddenly filled with light as someone behind them flipped on their high beams and didn't turn them back down until they had shot past. Once in front of the minivan, they jammed on their brakes, forcing Ferret to do the same. In the van's headlights, they saw the tailgate of a Chevy pickup with rusted and peeling paint, and a bumper sticker that read, "I don't brake for nobody." Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Remember when the coyote would paint the image of a tunnel on a rock, and the Roadrunner would zoom through it? Where did the coyote get the paint? Or all the other wacky things he used to try to catch the Roadrunner? Acme? Okay, so how did he pay for them? Where did he get the money? With a massive credit line to borrow from. If he could afford all those devices, he could afford to buy food. Maybe he was a beta tester for all those devices. And every report the coyote would send back was always fail.
Put a fork in that weekly challenge It's done. Remember, the topic was paint. If you don't realize... What the hell am I saying? I'm just mumbling at this point. All right, the next weekly challenge topic is moment. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to find the instructions. You do this, you do that. You guys know how to do it. Are you enjoying this? I am. I enjoy listening and reading, and sometimes it's kind of a pain to put this all together, but it's not much pain. It's a lot easier than when I used to do all the blah, blah, blah in between. It was like an hour long, and then, now you gotta hear this, now you gotta hear that. Is he ranting for 20 minutes? And blah, 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 blah. I will see y'all next week. But you can check out the stories during the week, you know, one a day, duh. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving if you celebrate that crap. If you don't, hey, I just had a microwave meal and enjoyed. Just, hey, it's Hormel. It's garbage. But you know what? It tasted good. Hey, that's what it's all about. Do something that you enjoy. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.